a semiconductor,
and they have interesting absorption and emission processes. So if you just have an atom, on the left I've got some diagrams for atoms.
And we know that for atoms, that if an atom will absorb a photon, if the photon energy matches the energy difference between a filled state and an empty state. So the photon that comes in has got to take an electron out of a filled state and put it up into the empty state.
So this lower state would be the ground state. The photon comes in and pushes the electron up into the upper state, and then the energy is absorbed. Typically what happens after a short time, the electron falls back down to the ground state and re-emits that photon. So the energy of the photon is related to the energy difference. And then when you get to a semiconductor, the situation is that there's this valence band, and these are all occupied, and then there's a band gap, and then above that there is the conduction band. And now it's not just a single frequency that can be absorbed, because any photon that takes an empty state to a filled state will absorb energy. And so if you have some semiconductor and you start out with long wavelength phonons that have low energy, so the arrow would be small. If it's smaller than the band gap, the semiconductor can't absorb it because the photons don't have enough energy to take an electron from the valence band and put it up into the conduction band. And the light will go right through the semiconductor. It will be transparent. So this is typically infrared wavelengths. If we think about what would happen with a larger band gap, something like quartz, that has a large band gap, it's an insulator. There also, the photon energies are, even for visible light for quartz, which is the crystalline form of glass, even for visible light, the photon energies are too small to take electrons from the valence band to the conduction band, so the light just goes right through. It's transparent. So you can tell if you look at something and it's transparent, it's going to be in an electrical insulator if it's transparent. And it's going to have a large band gap. If it looks like glass, then it has a band gap that's bigger than the photons of visible light. Although, if you went into the ultraviolet, it would start to absorb. As soon as you could take an electron from a filled state into an empty state, it will start to absorb. And this is the absorption curve for silicon. The silicon, you get first just a little bit of absorption down here, and then there's this strong absorption peak in silicon. This is actually up, I think, visible in this scale. Well, it's electron volts. The blue electron volts is about here. So this peak in absorption is up at the boundary between visible light and ultraviolet and silicon. And really what's, you would think that you should see a lot of absorption right at the band gap. If you just look at this diagram, you would say there should be a lot of absorption in silicon right when the photons get to where there's the photons can take electrons from the top of the valence band to the bottom of the conduction band. But it's a little bit more complicated than that. There's silicon looks something like this. There's the top of the valence band, there's the bottom of the conduction band over here. And the bands further. And there's some place in the bands of silicon where there are lots of filled states here that are parallel to some band in the conduction band, so that there are lots of states of the same energy where you take a filled state and bring it to an empty state with the same photon energy. And that's what gives this big peak. And just the energies, the lowest energy of taking one from the top of the valence band, putting in the bottom of the conduction band, there aren't that many possibilities. There aren't that many states that match that condition. So at the beginning, you don't get a very strong absorption, even though there is some absorption here.
And then by looking at the absorption, you can use this to measure the band gap of a semiconductor.